Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
I was born in Bethlehem, of the house and lineage of David. At a young age, my family moved to Nazareth, where relatives of mine had lived for 100 years. Bethlehem, located in the Judean hills near Jerusalem, is a small but historically significant town. It features sun-baked stone homes, a bustling crossroads, and olive groves. Nazareth, nestled in Galilee's rolling hills, is small and quiet. It is a rural town with whitewashed houses amongst fig trees and fields of golden wheat. Despite its rural character, it has charm. I became an apprentice in my uncle's workshop at age 13 and quickly proved myself a capable student. I mastered practical skills, and this served me well when master laborers were needed for major building projects. Life in Nazareth pulsed with a simple rhythm. Farmers toiled in the surrounding fields, their sun-blackened faces a testament to their days under the scorching sun. Evening light bathed the town in a golden glow as families gathered on rooftops to share stories and watch the first stars prickle the deepening twilight. Nazareth, nestled in these Galilee hills, cradles faith like the olive groves cradle oil. Every stone whispers scripture, every sunrise an anthem, to the one above. The synagogue, its weathered stones worn smooth by countless prayers, echoes with the murmur of Torah, pronouncements that guide our steps. The religiosity of Nazareth suits me. I was raised in a strict Hebrew home, filled with faith and prayer. I have always enjoyed my time in the synagogue, and from childhood, I have relished the opportunities to learn from the scribes and elders. I look forward to the feast days and the chance they afford to worship the Almighty. What I learned, I have brought into our home, as Mary and I have built a new family. Mary, her faith was a flame, flickering but fierce, lighting up our paths, long before they intertwined. I'd see her at the well, sunlight painting her hair the color of ripe wheat, her voice a brook of blessings, as she drew water. Sabbath evenings, she'd hum prayers beneath the fig tree, at her doorstep, melodies that wove through the twilight, like silver threads. Our families, rooted in this community like gnarled olive trees, knew each other for generations. But it was at Miriam's wedding, under the canopy of stars, that our eyes truly met. A shared smile, a whispered grace, and in that moment, the world narrowed to the warmth in her eyes, the echo of her whispered response to my shy greeting. Days morphed into weeks, stolen glances across the market square, hesitant greetings near the spring. Our faith, a shared language, bloomed in those stolen moments. Her love for God mirrored in her gentle touch, her kindness, a reflection of His light. Meeting Mary wasn't a revelation, like the prophets speak of. It was a quiet unfolding, a whispered prayer, answered in the bloom of our hearts. In this town, where faith is the air we breathe, where every sunrise is a benediction, love bloomed as naturally as the wildflowers in spring. The scent of cinnamon and cedar hangs heavy in the air, clinging to my rough-spun tunic like whispers. Today, Nazareth whispers more than usual. Today, Mary and I stand before the elder, our hands clasped, hearts intertwined like vines on a sun-baked wall. Betrothal, a single word, weighty as a millstone, hangs between us, echoing in the hushed room. My gaze seeks hers, finding an ocean of serenity amidst the swirling storm of my own emotions. She smiles, a whisper of dawn breaking through the shadows of doubt. Doubt, it claws at me, a beast gnawing at the edges of my faith. Betrothal is a binding oath, a promise not easily broken. Can I, a humble carpenter, be enough for the purest bloom in Nazareth's garden? My calloused hands, rough with the honest toil of wood and earth, tremble as they touch hers, so soft as new-spun silk. The elder drones on, reciting the ancient words, words that bind lives together. Each recitation feels like a hammer blow to my chest, reminding me of the weight of what we undertake. Yet, with each pounding echo, Mary's hand tightens in mine, a silent anchor in the sea of anxieties. I steal a glance at her family, faces etched with a mixture of pride and sorrow. Her father, eyes brimming with unshed tears, clasps a weathered hand on her mother's shoulder. Betrothal, it's not just a promise to a woman, it's a pledge to her entire world, her lineage, her dreams woven into the fabric of mine. Mary, my sweet, my promised bride, what have you done? This belly, swollen like a melon right before its time, whispers a tale, too cruel for ears to bear. Is it a babe you carry? Can it be? Or some foul dream, a demon's jest, a shadow cast by sin? If it is a child, it is not mine. For I have not known her, we have not yet shared the marital bed. They whisper in the market. Their laughter echoes in my mind. Is this the fate you promised, God, when you blessed our union? But no, I will not yield to whispers, to shadows cast by jealous hearts. I know your purity, Mary, your soul as white as driven snow. Can a love so pure be stained by shadows? Can a heart so kind be touched by sin? God, guide me through this darkness. Show me the path, the sliver of light amidst this storm. Give me strength to face the truth, even if it tears my heart in two. If she has sinned, I will not have her stoned. She will be put away, quietly. Perhaps she can live with her cousin Elizabeth, where she would be a stranger in that community. It will break my heart to live without her, but I may have no choice. Then I had a dream, vivid as desert sun on skin. Gabriel, an angel, wings like spun moonlight, stood before me. His voice, a melody woven from wind chimes, declared,
Joseph, son of David, fear not. You have found favor with God. Mary, your betrothed, will conceive a son. The Holy Spirit will come upon her, and the power of the Most High will overshadow her. The one to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.
With divine reassurance, I took Mary as my wife, a little sooner than expected. Months followed, heavy as camel saddles. Whispers snaked through the town square, venomous glances followed us like desert shadows. But Mary, she carried her burden with the grace of a gazelle, her smile a sunrise chasing away the doubt. I was proud that I had been chosen to be her partner in this important assignment. Then came the journey. Bethlehem, birthplace of King David and my former home, beckoned us in the throes of a winter storm. The road, a muddy serpent, twisted through barren hills, the wind an icy lash. Mary, her belly swollen with promise, rode through it all, a silent Madonna on a donkey's back. Bethlehem, when we finally reached it, was a hive of humanity. Every inn, every stable, overflowing with pilgrims seeking shelter from the storm. Exhausted, hearts heavy with rejection, we stumbled upon a stable, its stench a symphony of hay and manure. It wasn't much, but for that night, it was a palace. And then, the miracle. Mary's cries, and there he was, a babe swaddled in straw, a halo of golden down, against the rough manger. In his tiny fist, he held the weight of the world, and in his eyes, the infinite wisdom of the stars. That night, in the dim glow of the stable lantern, I looked at Mary, her face aglow with the afterbirth's fire, and at the child nestled between us, and I knew. Gabriel's words, once a bewildering dream, were now my reality. I, Joseph, carpenter of Nazareth, was to be the earthly father of the Son of God. A tremor of fear, yes, but a greater wave of awe washed over me. In that stable, cradled by the breath of beasts, hope was born anew.
Join us next time as we continue Christmas Perspectives.